from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo. KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Talk to me, baby. Hey. One more time, cuz... As my partner in crime says over on 102.5 every day to get on my nerves, the weekend is here.
Well, I wish you'd tell the whole story.
What's the
I
whole story?
Only say it on Thursdays.
You accidentally said it on a Wednesday, but that's different. Different circumstances. Like, we're doing that.
That's, all right. What do they call that? That's inside baseball, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if this constitutes the start of the weekend either. Like, if I got to go to work on the weekend, that's an issue.
Do you work tomorrow?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, if I got to work on the weekend, like,
thank
no.
you.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Answer it honestly.
Yeah.
Mentally, are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, bro, I'm here from 10:30 to 6:30.
Boy, that's a bold-ass question to ask, boy.
Yes, I'm here. If I'm cutting up anything or whatever, yes.
Now, look, our jobs are...
4 o'clock meeting with Jesse if he answers that wrong.
Our jobs are a little bit different. But when I'll keep it a stack. Before, when I was in the office, a Friday at the office, come on, bro. I ain't there. I'm there, but I ain't there.
The funny thing is with the sports show, every day is kind of a Friday because it's like, hey, how was the show today? I'm surviving. Like, I need someone to demand a trade. I mean, I don't want this, but if someone's got to get arrested,
my goodness.
Give me something.
My goodness.
We over here doing watch parties for games and
feeding off of Draymond Green podcast clips.
Oh, Draymond.
Shout out to Draymond. That's maybe the first time you ever heard me say that. I mean, he is a content creator.
Indeed he is, man.
And hell, thanks for the Olympics. So this year we got the Olympics. Next year we'll have the World Cup, right? Next year's the World Cup, right? Or is it
2026.
Oh, damn. I don't know what we're doing.
Well, the W will be jumping off if the Olympics weren't going on. So, you know, you'd have that.
And there'll be a new team there. So, it'll be more games, different stuff going on.
Yeah.
Toronto's 26, huh?
Toronto's 26, yeah. San Francisco's next year. Yeah.
Baseball.
I think we'll start. I think when the Olympics is over, we'll start hearing some things about the Valkyries. Mm. Well, is it Golden State? I can't remember what it is. Is it Golden
I think
State?
It's Golden State. We'll change them colors.
We'll
right
start
now.
Having
change some colors.
General managers and coaches, and we should start having that stuff pretty soon.
Yeah.
No one's going to do anything, you know, to step on the Olympics as the women are playing right now. They're up 3-0. This game's over.
No, here it is. This is not a Japan situation.
Asia Wilson at the line. It's 4-0. This one's over.
This is not
Cheryl's
a Japan
still coaching.
Situation.
I see you, Cheryl.
Also, probably by the time the Olympics wrap up, maybe a week or two after, we'll have schedules, NBA schedules.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll be right in the middle of preseason. So we would have made it through.
We got football tonight.
Yeah,
it's always fun, you know, for me, it's always fun when you turn on the TV and it's like, oh, there's, you know, Tirico and Collinsworth or whoever. It's like, oh, it's football. And then you quickly realize, oh, well, it is. But I'm not sitting through all of this.
So how much you going to watch? Like, how much would you, on average, how much would you watch?
Well, given the state of our schedule, well, I'll see at least an hour and some change. It'll be on the TV.
Yeah,
we'll put it on the TV. But once I get home, it's like I'm not watching it. If it's on, it's background noise. Like, I'm not tuning in to see the final minutes of the Bears and the Texans today. I'll get my fix when it comes on here.
I'm not even going to lie to y'all. If it wasn't on in the office at my job.
Yeah.
Maybe five plays.
See, I don't have anything. There's nothing I'm locked into. It's like I'm watching a show, right? There's nothing where it's like, oh, I want to watch it. Like, what else am I going to watch? By the time we get out of here, the Olympics are over.
Baseball.
For the day.
It's that time for baseball, though. It is that time.
No, I understand it's
May.
Too early.
I understand in May when
not
you say
for me.
That. It's that time, though.
But what?
Baseball's time in September and October.
I'm with that. Like, you, on, if you, you said
got,
this.
You got to see the whole story.
No.
What if Cody Rhodes just won at WrestleMania and we wouldn't have known anything? No, it's the story. That's what baseball is, the story.
So what's the story right now?
The story right now is the Dodgers are actually in a division race. Surprise, surprise.
I'm sorry.
And Jazz Chisholm going to the Yankees. He turned up in his first two games with the Yankees. I think he's got four home runs in his first two games. I don't know what he did last night. I'm going to have to check that. But, yeah, it's starting to heat up, baby. Come on, it's starting to heat up. Logan Webb pitching
pitch. Nah, Logan Webb is bad.
That's what I'm talking about
Webb
right there.
I give you that.
That's what I need from a pitcher, from an ace. Never mind the fact they only scored one run against the A's. That's neither here nor there. But that's what I need from an ace. That's what I've been looking for. That Logan Webb, he could have pitched in 1993. Some of these guys, I don't know if they could have pitched in 93. Logan could have pitched in 93.
Logan's not soft.
And I saw he know how to pitch.
That's what Rockland.
Yeah, man.
Rockland, stand up.
Rockland.
Only the strong survive. The mean streets of Rockland.
Well, you know.
They teach you how to. Rockland teaches
I
you how to.
I haven't heard that one.
Rockland
before,
teaches
but.
You how to be tough. That's what the city of Rockland does. Thunder up, baby. Teaches you how to be tough. Yeah, so we've got that tonight. There was an announcement that the NFL is partnering with Sony.
Mm.
For some goal line, you know, technology that we saw in the UFL. The UFL used something called True Line technology, mm-hmm. Their inaugural season. And I don't think it's anything that's going to be, at least based on what I read, and I'm sorry if I don't think I misread this. It's nothing that's going to be implemented in terms of the NFL this regular season, but it is something we might see tonight. Mm. It's something we might see over the course of the next few weeks. It's something we probably will see over the course of the next few weeks in preseason that they'll work to fine tune between that. And remember, they do have a partnership of sorts with the UFL.
Mm-hmm.
And right? That's the Rocks League,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
is it UFL or USFL? I think
it's UFL. The USFL is what that's a different. That's what
I thought
it used
they combined.
To be. Yeah, they combined the XFL with the USFL, and
so
I think that's how we got
the UFL. Gotcha.
But they spent the year trying to kind of work out the imperfections of this, and now the NFL is going to implement it a little bit here in the preseason in hopes of maybe some more advanced technology. We could see the elimination of, like, yard change and things mm-hmm. like that moving forward.
Do you think we're doing too much with the technology in football and in all the sports?
So.
Like, they're talking about getting rid of the umpire.
Well, I don't think you want to do that. Zone. I mean, maybe just some umpires you want to get rid of, but no, I don't think you need to get rid of the people. Like like in the NFL, for example, the official still determines the spot, right? Mm-hmm. Like I believe that you got to hold that.
Yeah.
And then instead of using, you know, two guys trying their best to keep up with the game, two people trying to, you know, you stand here and I'm going to run that way. Instead of doing that, it's like, hey, what's it say? You're half yard short. And then you get the, you know, you get the split side screen of the live view and the replay, like tennis. Mm. I feel like tennis has this mastered.
Remember when we broke out the note card that one time in the NFL?
Oh my God.
That was incredible.
That was an upgrade right here.
Oh, that was incredible. No, I disagree. I don't think technology is too much.
I do like...
I think tennis is really the standard in how you utilize it.
I understand it. I'm okay with what you talk about with the chain gang. You know what I mean? Maybe being... I don't even know if you need to eliminate them. You can still have them out there, but they can get overruled.
Well, they'd just be for show.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. The
honorary chain gang.
That's fine. We don't need to eliminate jobs. Just keep the jobs. You got enough money.
Those guys might be volunteers.
All right. Fine. Let them volunteer.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I'll volunteer.
Let's just get rid of chain gang. You know what they could do? They could hold the sticks with the down thing. Do that.
Well, there's already somebody doing that.
Well, my concern with the chains is, like, we've seen guys take tumbles, you know, trying to keep up. Like, maybe just eliminate the actual chain and the guys just run around with it.
Pay attention.
And, like, here's the yard marker. Well, it's a high-pressure situation.
Let the chain gangs.
Maybe we send those guys to send the computer, like, send them to the computer to check whether or not the robot says it was good or not.
I don't know if we want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I'm just trying to help, like Kenny is.
Maybe the guy's under the hood.
Yeah, the guy's under the hood. He just gives a thumb. Yeah. Send him under the hood. Down. Yeah, that's what I mean.
He gave him the Batista. No first down. It's fourth and one.
There is a part of me that I still appreciate the human element of sports and officiating. Even though they're bad, I talk about how inept NBA officials are a lot of the times. It is an embarrassment from time to time. I don't need Big Hero 6 reffing my games at this point.
Why do you hate Big
Hero 6? Not a fan of Wally, I guess.
Yeah, I don't need Wally out there reffing and umpiring my games. I don't want that.
Well, yeah, we don't need robots calling pass interference because that'll be a whole issue.
I don't think that's what we're doing.
In baseball, they do want to eliminate the home umpire. The strike zone thing.
Well, the that's way some of these guys act is they're useless. I don't think you need to do that. Yeah. I'm not in agreement. I don't think you need to do that.
I like Big Hero 6.
You know what I am anxious to see, and I don't know if it'll happen tonight. I want to see a kickoff that doesn't go out of bounds.
So,
I want to see what that looks like.
I've heard some things about. I got to do some investigation on the rules and what's going on because I heard. I don't know if you heard that they've been working out Deebo Samuel as a kick returner.
Yeah,
as a kickoff returner.
I saw that,
and people have said the way the new rules are, that might be the move. Mm-hmm. It's something about like the way they explain it is basically with the new rules. If you got a guy like Deebo, he essentially has to make one guy miss, and then it's him and the kicker, if he gets the ball at all. You know what I mean?
So I think I shared this with you. I don't know if I shared it on the air. A coach told someone we know at one of the camps, like, we're strategizing heavy for this. We just don't know if we're ever going to be able to use
it. Right.
We have no clue what this looks like, but we feel like if we have the right people in place, this could be a game changer if someone slips up and we're actually returning a kick.
Right.
Because like there's probably no, because most people say, just kick the ball out of bounds. There's probably no scenario anymore where someone purposely leaves the ball in bounds.
I can't see.
Like you would, to me, that you're putting your team in a severe situation if you're not kicking through the end zone.
What is it exactly? They'll start on like the 35 or something like that.
So pull up.
The other side, 35.
The UFL. And they have, like, it has to do with, like, when guys can move, and it's going to, the optics of it are going to look really different. It's just, like, they're not going to return most kicks.
Right.
So it's like, it's going to look different, but eventually everyone's going to be doing the same thing, and that's looking up, and out of bounds, referee blows the whistle or through the end zone, whatever, and then... Then there you go.
Yeah.
I said UFL. It's the XFL. It wasn't the UFL last year. It was the XFL. Sorry.
We're gonna dip for a quick second. Then we coming right back. And when we come back, speaking of football, I got to get your take.
Well, look at this. If Kenny would keep his mouth shut, Belgium up two. Verge of an upset here in the first half.
They're slow starters. They're slow starters. The team USA slow starters. That's all it is. It'll be 20 in no time.
Oh, they're going to get yelled at.
It'll be 20.
They might not be the only ones based on what happened the other day. We'll find out soon.
But I want to get your thoughts on the dap heard around the world. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I don't. You're hipping me to a lot today because I heard one announcement today and not the other. So you'll have to fill me in. I did. I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're breaking
you're
it down everywhere.
You're talking about at 49ers camp.
Yeah,
I want to hear about it. Down. Yep, Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's see, to create a... So I'm looking reasonable, typical... They want to promote more returns with this kickoff. It's verbiage. So you want to talk about the dap up?
Well, real quick, though, I do want to say about the kickoff situation. They don't need to. People hate it. People hate it. They think it's stupid. The kickoff.
It's such a different game. I'm sorry. It's such a different game. Sabrina just got clotheslined. Like, yeah, play on. I think that was Sabrina. All right, sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just
such a different game.
Call the foul. A lot of people, you know, traditional football people don't like the kickoff or whatever. I've heard in the past that a kickoff is like carnage. Like how it used to be.
Absolutely.
Just absolute carnage. Mm-hmm. And look, man, I'm as old school as anybody else. If you want to make that play safer, no, there's no – I don't have any problem with them changing the rule.
Yeah, I think some of the biggest difference. I mean, it's completely different in the sense that the kicker can't cross the 50 until the ball touches the ground or a player in the landing zone touches it or the end zone. So that's the other thing. There's a landing zone now. Mm. The kicking team players cannot move until the ball hits the ground or a player in the landing zone / end zone touches it. Mm. And then from there, I feel like it gets a little.
Did they move up where they're kicking from, the kickers? Or are they still at the 35?
The kick, I believe, is at the 20 question mark.
The 20?
Stand by.
I think they're – well, they had been at the 30. Did they move them back?
The ball is kicked from the 35-yard line. 35. Sorry. I'm sorry. Safety kicks would be the 20. So that's what I saw. Gotcha. Sorry. Which, well, those happen. So. Mm-hmm. All kicking team players other than the kicker will line up with 1 foot on the receiving team's 40-yard line. Yeah, there's a lot here. There's a lot here. I'm anxious to see what this looks like in execution.
I'm watching a XFL.
Touchbacks are now 30 instead of 25.
So that
makes it more incentive to kick it, right?
Saying, yeah,
or to like kick it in.
That gives an incentive to not kick it out of the end zone.
It does. It, in theory, yes. Mm-hmm. But with these new rules, the landing zone, what is the red zone, for lack of it, right? So if that's the – okay, stop talking. The landing zone, yeah, the team goal to the 20-yard line. With the new rules in place, hypothetically, a returner catches it on, let's say, the 5 or the 10. Aren't you just assuming they're blowing past the 30? They can't move until the ball is touched. Uh-huh. This is a professional football player, so you got to give them you almost have to give them 10 yards. Like in,
yeah, for sure.
So. Yeah, I mean, I guess you've got to get to be a master of hitting that. It's like those great punts that land
the coffin kicks.
Yeah, that you could just drop them right there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still think, to your point, a lot of people are gonna just say, "I'll take my chances at the 30," because what could be
that's what that's what it feels like.
But I didn't know that until you just read it that they moved the touchback up a little bit. That'll make you think a little bit more. That'll make you think a little bit more than just kicking it out of the end zone. Because at that point, you're about 40 yards away from, I'd say 35. Mm. At the 30, you're 35 yards away from points.
Justin Tucker's only 10 yards away.
Seriously. Seriously. So if you could master, like maybe you get more of a well, that wouldn't even matter because they can't move until the receiver touches the ball. I was about to say a kick in the air a little bit and pin them back there.
You know where you almost are, it seems like in that, you're almost best, if there's a way you could, I don't even know how you could do it. You would want the ball to bounce.
Mm.
Because if the ball bounces in the landing zone, you could start moving even if the player hasn't touched it yet. Yeah.
That might be the move.
And that is so dumb. This is going to buy you like 2 seconds, right? Yeah. But when you're a freakish professional athlete who moves at an incredible speed, that 2 seconds is going to go a long way for you.
Well, also, depending on it's a football. So it hits the ground. It can go any which direction.
Yeah.
So it may bounce and move over to the left or right. That might be another half second that buys you time. That might be the move. Trying to master a way to get it over the defenders and the blockers, but yet still in front of the returner, so it hits the ground and gives your team the opportunity to get past some blocks.
I just think, based on some things we were told, most coaches are expecting the ball to go out of bounds more times than not, or a touchback more times than not.
Yeah.
But man, I'll be fascinated to see what happens when it doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's appropriate. Devin Hester this year, do you adjust? Do you adjust based on the kick returner? Like if Debo's back there versus Ray Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take my chances with Ray Ray. We'll see if we can. And then that's the other thing: the cost versus, you know, the risk. What are we really talking about? Two yards, like a couple of yards. Like if you stopped them and executed perfectly, what are we talking about? At most, maybe you get him at the 20, but we're really, I feel like we're talking 5 yards.
Yeah,
it's all hypothetical.
Yeah. But I mean, it's something that they've got to figure out, these coaches and the kickers and stuff like that. Can you get, I'm asking all these questions. Can you get the ball off of the kick? So you know how right now it's not an onside kick. But if you kick off and the receiver just lets the ball go, it stays in play, doesn't go in bounds, doesn't go in the end zone, and the kicking team gets the ball, they got the ball. You can still do that, right? Like it's a live ball, so to speak.
Yeah.
Once it touches in the air, it's a live ball back in the day. But now, once it touches the ground, is it still a live ball?
It's still not like a live. Was it a live ball when it touched the ground?
How in the old rules, once they kick it, if the kicking team got the ball, they got the ball. Like, that's why, as long as it didn't go in the end zone, that's why they had to, you had to get the ball. You couldn't just, it wasn't like a punt where you could just stay away from it and let it roll till it stopped and that's where it's down. It was a live ball. You had to go get it. I wonder if that's still the case. It should be. I would think it is.
I see nothing covering that. Current onside rules are the same. If condition that's falling off, ball falling off the tee, penalties on score. I see nothing in relation to that.
Maybe they haven't. They just haven't. They didn't remember that or didn't put that in the rules. Much like Adam Silver didn't remember the tiebreaker rules with the.
Or what would happen if the Kings and the Lakers played 5 times? That's what it was. Yeah. I'm trying to scan through this as quickly as possible to see if I can find your answer. I'm assuming it's the same.
I'm assuming the only reason I ask is because now they have to notify if they're doing an onside kick, right? So that was one of the changes.
Correct.
And that's
well, that not happened an last year, right?
Right.
Or maybe it was the year before.
Oh, I thought this year was the first time where they had to announce. We're about to do an onside kick.
Oh, I thought they did that last year because the whole lineup changed, doesn't it? Like you don't even do the onside kick the way you used to anymore.
Yeah, they definitely don't let you line up the same way. But it was still, I mean, it wasn't a secret.
Hey,
but,
we're going to kick it to you, 12.
Right. But now,
right there.
Now I think there's some kind of an announcement I think they got to make to say they're doing an onside kick. And that's why I ask if they kick it.
Got
and
to hold up
bounces.
A sign. See, that's what the chain guys could do now. They could hold up a sign. Onside kick.
A new job.
See? New Come job. On, man. Before the people.
Yeah.
Is it a black job, though?
Well, geez. I watched that. I watched that last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll say this. Old girl in the blue was trying to do her job.
She was trying. It was a hostile environment from what I read.
The thing I didn't like is the crowd. That's the biggest problem I had.
I agree. I agree. Cable news is unwatchable. It's absolutely it's not like it is completely unwatchable. I went home, I threw it on the TV yesterday as I was doing some things, and I forgot the young lady's name. It was a show. It wasn't like headline news where we're just getting you caught up on everything. Like it was a show, and the show was pretty balanced in that they had Republican people on, they had Democrat people on, so on and so forth. Everybody obviously had very, very different views of what went on yesterday. But I watched this woman, God bless her, ask this Republican senator the same question in a different way 4 different times, and salute to him. Because he found 4 different ways to not answer the question and to say something completely different. And I just sat there like, I don't even know what I'm watching at this point.
It has become a mess.
And so it's like, all right, I'm out. And then the show that came on after was, I think her name is Abby Phillips. She's a sister. Like, I enjoy her. The show that they do is is good. Same thing.
Is that the girl that was, the lady, excuse me, that Cameron was on her show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a little, it was a little more of a round table. So it was a little bit easier to digest when, if someone asks you a direct question, maybe you can get out of it once, but you can't get out of it twice. Mm-hmm. But I just sat there like, I can't, like, this is why people are the way that they are. Yeah. This is absolutely unwatchable.
Now, if anybody thinks Get Up or hell, even Undisputed is
good bad, morning.
Try to watch one of those shows. I can't watch those shows. Though it is.
It's tough.
It's a mess.
It's tough.
And I'm not doing it. I'm just talking about watching the show. It is utter chaos. It is a mess to watch those shows.
It's so weird, like, looking at, like, the response to what happened yesterday. Like, the idolization of politicians has become so bizarre. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it, like, started with President Obama, right? Because President Obama was first. Mm-hmm. And he will hold a regard. He will hold special regard in some people's heart forever. Mm-hmm. And it became this thing of having pictures of President Obama on T-shirts, and it just became this like ultimate idolization. And it carried over to Donald. And now it's like magnified, where it's not about supporting someone who can help you or supporting someone who believes the way that you believe. It is just this is the greatest man to ever live, or this is the greatest woman to ever. It's like, are you listening right to like what they're saying, or have you right just like fallen in love like they're a matinee idol?
Right.
And it's become weird. It's just completely bizarre. Weird, because that no one had George H.W. Bush like on their graphic tee. No. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's strange.
Yeah, or their club flyer.
Oh my God. Right. So we'll find out how Kamala Harris and Donald Trump feel about the new NFL kickoff rule as soon as we can.
Ramsey says, from what he's read, the ball is not a live ball. So that is a change.
I trust Ramsey. I had the rules right in front of me. But as I said, that particular breakdown just did not. It doesn't say anything about the live ball. So
Sal says, shout out past 10 yards, once the ball hits the ground, it's a live ball.
I just closed the tab. The drop zone, the landing zone, mm-hmm, that is a really, really important component to the new kickoff rule. Mm-hmm. Is like a lot centers on that landing zone yeah right there, wow, including movement. Like, it's just
going
to be
a lot going on.
It's going to be still until the ball does something.
And I'll say it again. Like I said, I'm not an old school football player or nothing like that, or coach. So I know you guys may look at it differently. I think it's fine. I think it's absolutely fine. The rule change, it's helping as much as possible. You can't make football this super safe game, but I will give them a little bit of credit and say whatever you can do to make it safe, they seem to be trying to do.
Yeah,
there are just elements of the game that just aren't safe, and that's what you accept.
And I have no problem with it.
Yeah, that's what you accept when you're watching or when you're playing. But if you can eliminate one play to help make it a little safer, by all means, do it.
Let's talk about it. I was reading on NinersWire.com, my ultimate source
for
49ers information.
Facts.
I watched the video of the Dap Herd round. The NFL?
Yeah, Pat McAfee was San Francisco breaking it down. So we can say the NFL, because Pat McAfee was breaking it down. Him and who's with him? A.J. Hawk? Is that who that is?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it is A.J. Hawk, but he just kind of sits there.
No, that's what he did in this clip, too.
He just sits there.
Pat was trying to break it down and talk about it, and A.J. was like,
It's like when you start talking about the Giants. I'm A.J. Hawk. I just sit here. That's A.J. Hawk like every day.
With everything.
Then they do the three screen with Aaron Rodgers, and A.J. Hawk just sits there for 30 straight minutes not saying anything.
The check clears, though. So that's all.
Hey, salute.
He's getting that salute bag. But so
where did he go to school again?
Where did he go to school? Did he went to Ohio State, didn't he?
He did.
No wonder he don't know what the hell he's doing out there. No what? That's not a good argument right there.
He did go to Ohio State. Well, at least he's not cheating.
Cheating the system.
Well, yeah, I guess there's different levels of cheating at this point.
He learned how to make money by doing
that's a good point. Yeah,
tattoos,
yeah,
all that other stuff, yeah, selling your rings.
Well, no, that was someone else.
No, that was, what's his name? That was your boy.
Who?
Your boy Pryor. Yeah. And where did he go to school?
He went to...
It's funny, Terrell Pryor, that thing came kind of full circle, like I think recently, like a month ago, because I saw an Ohio State player traded on a jersey for a tattoo, too, recently.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Jim Tressel lost his job because of
it. Yeah, it's the fact that they got so in trouble for that, and just now it's happening.
That's crazy.
Jim Tressel, to my knowledge, this never, ever, ever happened before or after. Mm. Jim Tressel was suspended by the NFL for what happened at Ohio State.
Yeah, he couldn't find a job anywhere, basically.
No, he got a job.
Oh, he did?
He got a job after the Ohio State thing and was suspended.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I would have told Roger Goodell to suck it. Like, I'm out. Like, you can't be serious. You going to suspend me for what I did? I already lost my job.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's when Roger Goodell was running crazy.
Nah, he had lost his damn
He was suspending people for sneezing, and they were just... Okay. Until someone realized, I'm going to challenge the suspension, and no suspension was ever held up again. Except Sean Payton, who was just like, oh, well, I'm not going
to. Sean Payton.
I'm gonna take the suspension and have a movie made.
Turn that into
me.
A Kevin James film.
Man. Anyone watch that?
No.
I've never seen it.
No. That's one I don't think I'll ever see. I just don't think so. Don't do that. I told you that was a good movie.
It was not.
You didn't even watch it.
I know, but I know it wasn't good.
It's a solid movie.
Okay.
I say all the time, if that wasn't the name of the movie, people would look at it differently.
What'd you call it the other day?
I said Basketball Diaries at first. That's I was like, oh, was. That is a movie as well. But if it was like L.A. Hoops, A Day in the Life or something like that, like, it'd be just fine.
Okay.
It was fine. Harlow did fine.
Could have called it the Jack Harlow movie, and it probably would have been fine.
Yeah, he did fine, too. He did cool. And the other guy who played Wesley's part did, type of character.
Sidney Dean.
Yes, he did cool, too.
Were those his names? Was it Sidney Dean?
It was
just completely different.
It was completely different.
It was just a black guy and a white guy, so they called it white man.
But no, I mean, the premise, there are premises in the movie that are the same. Like,
I got you.
This kind of... random white guy playing this super established in the basketball culture black guy. They link up. They don't like each other, but they have a common need to help each other. Like, it's the same premise, just not the same people. I thought it was good.
Who played the Rosie Perez character?
Who did play the Rosie Perez
character? And was there a shower scene?
No, there was no shower scene, I don't think.
Oh, you would know if there was.
Who would? Now I'm going to have to find it. I'll find out during the break. But what was I going to say?
We were talking about we were going to the dad.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, what did you think of it?
So when this is great. I love that we're breaking down the video of a handshake. I love this so much.
We're late to the party. It's been happening for
Our show started
20 hours.
It's the best we could do. Man, Belgium will not go away. And you're right. That pop for the Belgium crowd.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's different. It's a lot. No, they're hating.
I think that's their people.
They're hating.
Because I see flags. Look at the colors.
Oh, I see the colors. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Ramsey was saying that Belgium is like 30 minutes from where they're, or 30 miles from where they're playing right now. So
yeah, because remember, this game is not in Paris.
They're playing in Germany or something.
This game is not in Paris. So my first thought when he dapped up John Lynch was nothing, because I saw Kyle's video and I read it expecting to see something, but I don't know, man, the Kyle dap up felt different. I don't know, man, the Kyle dap up absolutely felt like, hey buddy, glad this is over,
right?
It was aggressive.
Yeah.
Like the John Lynch dap up was like, hey, that's John, that's Brandon, it's love, it's whatever. But the Kyle Shanahan dap up absolutely felt
different. You're telling me that Kyle Shanahan is that happy to see Brandon Ayuk on the fourth day of practice?
Yeah.
Like, we've already seen each other at this point.
Look, the other thing about that too is it felt like, I don't know, maybe I should pull it up, watch it again. It felt like John called him over, like, hey, Brandon's here. Like,
He called Kyle over.
Yeah, Kyle was like, oh, PA, hey, come on, boy. That's what it felt like.
Well, I'm only going to Niners Wire because I refuse to give anyone else my...
It's a good idea.
Thank you. A lot of people have clicked on that, by the way. Shout out. Salute to everybody. Can I tell you something as a Kyle?
Yeah. We all
he walked
Kyle's
over.
Madden.
That was a... Do you know what that dap was from Shanahan? That was a... There he is. Hey, there he is. There's my guy. That was that kind of dap.
Did 49ers wide receiver hint that contract negotiation ended? That's the title of Kyle's post. Here's the video. Where's John? All right. John was throwing a football?
Mm-hmm. He was playing catch with Kyle, I think. And then Kyle ran over there. And
so, okay.
That's what it felt like. And John was like, hey, look, here he is.
He turns around, goes straight to Ayuk. Little handshake. Kyle comes over to him. Oh, that's a... Because he like, winds up. Like, he... When he goes... So, when he... You're... So, when Kenny and I see each other every day. Mm-hmm. So the angle of the trajectory of the dap is just... It's just... Bah, it's just quick. Like, bah. Kyle brought it back.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, hey!
That's his... Now, look. Here's the thing. Watching Kyle Shanahan for the last 7 years... And Kyle Madsen might be able to recognize this as well. Kyle Shanahan, my boy Young Shanny, he's got a happy handshake. He's got a regular, hey, dap you up. And, like, after they win a big game, if he sees Jed York in the locker room after they won, it's that one. Mm-hmm. It's that one. It's like, I'm happy. You bring it let's back. Go. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's that one. So mm-hmm. Everything says – there's been a major breakthrough in the deal, and possibly the deal is done.
So let's,
except for the fact that there is no announcement.
So let's hold off on that for a split second and go back to Brandon Ayuk here, because I'm gonna watch Ayuk just rolling out there, heads over to John Lynch, walks out, heads over to John Lynch, quick little handshake, pretty strong dap there.
I got an idea for that too.
But when you watch him with Shanahan, he almost looks relieved. You got the big happy ha ha ha, god damn it, pal. And then you got Brandon Ayuk like with the I'm just happy I'm a 49er.
We're completely analyzing this. Like, Shanahan's happy. He's got his wide receiver there and all that.
Yep.
Like you said, John Lynch and Ayuk were just kind of like, it wasn't like whatever, like it was a good dap or whatever.
Hey, man.
Who won the contract? It feels like Brandon Ayuk won. Like maybe Lynch is like, yeah, I had to pay you 30. Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
You got one over on me.
Yeah, like who? I wonder who won.
That's what it is.
You know the other underrated part of that video that I'd have to look. Maybe.
And who cut the video off right here? How come we don't have like an eight minute version of this?
It's always like that. It's like that in those like. Sneaky encounters, like the alien encounters, like, oh, it's just so happy. You can make a video, you can make a movie on your phone, but somehow when there's UFOs in the sky, it's pixelated all over
the
place.
I'm getting real sick of the whole trust me it was there,
here's the parameters have been the most difficult part has been agreed upon. Let's get any fines knocked out.
Okay.
Let's get the I's dotted, the T's crossed.
Yeah.
We're headed into a Saturday off.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So let's.
Well, I think today was the off day, and then they practice the next 3 days. I believe.
So we get the announcement by tomorrow.
Mm.
We get the announcement before the next practice. I'll say that we get the announcement before the next.
I don't even. I don't even like saying it. You know what I mean? But I don't even like saying it. But your boy.
All right, Will Smith.
Your boy. I don't even like saying it. I don't even like saying it. Your boy, or the boss's boy, had a tweet about an hour and a half ago. Like, look out today.
Help me out.
You know who your boss's boy is.
Who?
Our boss's boy.
Okay, the final boss.
Who's her boy?
Who, Draymond?
No. Who's her boy? I saw this great quote from
Colin Cowherd.
Oh, God bless it.
Well, the deal's never happening.
And then he'll just move past like he didn't tweet that.
Right, I don't send it to the Commanders.
I don't think that's the final boss's homie. I just think She just got a little too enamored with a speech. Like, he's a BS artist, and she fell for it.
Yeah. But he did. He had a tweet. I want to say.
Good businessman,
maybe
though.
About 10:30 or so. Like, hey.
Last night?
This morning? He's like, be on the lookout today for new. I think he just said it. Be on the lookout for a new deal with Brandon Ayuk today.
Is Coward connected like that?
Ratings must be low.
He might be.
I don't think he's ever broken anything.
Yeah,
I can't think
broken
of anything.
But I do think there's people who do like him.
No, he didn't.
No, for sure.
This is what he does.
Connected people.
This is what he does, though. Like, he'll say something. He's like, "Oh yeah, it didn't happen. Whatever." Like, he's admitted. I would say whatever. So
that's
I'm not.
His bag.
Yeah,
that's his bag. There's another aspect to this video I want to talk about when we come back.
Oh my God! All right, cool. Because I had no idea.
Deebo Samuel just looking from the side, kind of pissed off, huh?
Oh, Deebo, good. Deebo paid. Deebo, good. He said, I've been here before. I know.
See them with Casey.
I want to talk about it. Yeah.
ESPN 1320. Kimberly been looking at us all day like she wants to fight. No. I just caught her like in the window like
it was,
I owe her money or something.
No. I saw Kim earlier. I said something. I was joking with her, whatever. She said, not now, Kenny. You bleepity bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep. I'm not dealing with this bleep right now.
I believe that.
No, legit. It was one of those days where it's like, I'm not going to say hi to Kim first. She can say hi to me if she wants.
Yeah.
She seems like she's on a mission right now.
Yeah, like,
what's going on?
Well, there's a baby sprinkle going on out there. I think we get ice cream today, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that thing is tomorrow.
Not today.
No, it's today.
Today.
I don't want no ice cream. I couldn't get no food. Well, is food coming?
No. I don't. Not that I'm aware of. I know Kim got ice cream.
Oh, I don't want ice cream.
Well, take it over to Megan, I guess.
Why don't you go fight the pregnant lady?
I know.
Like, bro, what?
I don't want no ice
Who
cream.
Who doesn't like ice cream?
I didn't say I don't like it. I said I don't want it.
Well, what about everybody else? I like ice cream.
That's fine. You can have ice cream. I need something else. Like, have something else.
This is literally the Office episode where Jim's trying to get it figured out where who wants what.
Yeah.
I think
what do you want? Fudgy the whale?
Whatever. Yeah.
No.
Peach cobbler?
Bring some Kiki's.
Well, that goes to Kevin. Kevin of the wake-up call. Kevin of the wake-up call gets Kiki's and Friday night events at Sky River. We get Tuesday at noon and whatever's left over. Shout out to our friends at Sky River.
I'm not the biggest ice cream fan, though, either.
I love ice cream.
Like, it's cool. Like, I love my cookies and creams or whatever, but it's whatever.
I love ice cream. I mean, you know, the ice cream I eat.
You guys do frozen yogurt? That's hit or miss sometimes.
I mean, it's cool. It's all cool. I don't go out of my way to get it.
It's whack, though, for me, because like the only non-dairy frozen yogurts are like sorbets. It's like, here's
See, that's
mango.
What I like, though, like
that's,
that stuff.
That's not ice. That's not.
That's frozen yogurt,
that's
though.
Frozen fruit. Like, I could throw some blueberries. I could throw some frozen blueberries in a blender and make that. I want the best plant-based ice cream is at Burger Patch. Mm. Their milkshakes are flawless. There's a place called Plant Power or something like that in the ice blocks.
I feel like I've heard that.
Their non-dairy ice cream is pretty good too. But other than that, it's like, oh yeah, we've got the watermelon flavor. No, get out of my face.
Oh my God.
I can't put chocolate sauce on a watermelon flavor. Get out of here. It's ridiculous. You had something on Deebo or more on the video?
It was more on the video on Ayuk. Some people speculate.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at it as it's this, this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a goodbye video?
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm just throwing out both sides.
Why?
You've been traded.
What? Oh,
thank you for
everything.
Hey,
no.
You know I love you, dog.
No.
That's what Kyle was. Kyle was,
no.
Brandon, you know I love you, man.
No, man. That is not what
the
it
other,
was.
The other thing about
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
And this, I don't know for sure, so I'm just kind of trying to think about it in my head. Was that the first time this training camp he's had 49ers gear on? I feel
Brandon?
Like it is.
Well, he had, so what do he have on, the black workout stuff?
Yeah. Anything with 49ers logo. Before, it was like just a white t-shirt and some Jordan shorts.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I have not been paying that close enough attention.
Understandable.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it isn't, though. I don't know. But that's one thing that I thought about when I saw him. I was like, oh, he's got Niners gear on. He's back.
No, maybe. I don't know. The Kyle Shanahan part of the dap up is the one that I can't get over. I was like, this means something. This means something. In the scope of the NFL, how big of a question is Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams? Like, obviously, it's a big deal here, but like, if good morning, are they breaking down Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams?
I mean, I don't think so. Just because, you know, the odd thing about football and how it's how it's covered, and the fact that it's this national sport and it's the king and all this other stuff. I think there still is East Coast, West Coast situation going on, like East Coast bias.
Gotcha.
And as big of a brand as the 49ers are, as great of a team as they've been the last couple of years, they're still on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. You won't catch the Ayuk stuff on First Take or like Get Up or anything like that, but like NFL Live, they'll cover it.
NFL Live.
Like will. The actual, like, yeah, when they're talking, but like the greenie, like they won't touch it.
Yeah. So there's that. I know.
Can Aaron Rodgers be a leader after fighting with his wide receivers every day? Plus.
That's a great greedy, man. That's a great greedy.
It's all the cadence. It's just the cadence. That's all it is.
That's a great greedy.
The D in Big D stands for, damn it, Aaron Rodgers got hurt again.
He's still low-key not even ready, too. They're saying they're going to hold him out till the first week of the season.
Well, and did you see what he said?
Nah.
That's news to me. I'm doing rollouts.
Tell me more about how the Jets are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm doing rollouts. And there's nothing about me fighting with my wide receivers every day. God damn it, where's Devontae Adams? I was just kidding. That reporter was annoying. All right, bro.
How is this guy?
You're the worst.
Not ready still. And he was supposed to come back if they made the playoffs.
I'm sorry. Say that again for the students in the back.
How was he still not ready, but yet was supposed to come back if they made the playoffs?
Ridiculous.
It's not even if they made the playoffs. They're like, if they're in contention in December.
They had him back in like week 10. All right, bro. It's like, yeah, come back. Do that. Whoa, you up next. Yeah, come back, bro.
Man. Yeah,
that went over some people's heads. I apologize.
Well.
Did you get it?
I believe I did.
Just a little reference to another bad creation. It's fine. It's all right. We're here. Don't worry about it.
I saw a picture of them last night.
Another bad creation?
Yeah. Grown up.
Oh.
They look fine. Nobody looks crazy. They look older. A group, they're like 40-something years old.
Them poor brothers. That's a group that can't really like get on the reunion tour.
No, they didn't.
Like,
have
how could you say play? How could you? Well, yeah, but how? Oh, man. Come on, man. Soul for Real had like two records.
Massive records.
Yeah, they
two
were massive.
Massive.
Nah, they were massive.
ABC didn't, they didn't have all that. They were up.
Playground and Aisha were fire though.
Aisha.
Hey, but you can't perform that at 40. like you can row, you up next. Well, I'm row, coming in third. Like, no, man. You're 42 now. You can't do that. That ain't gonna work.
I was trying to think.
I wonder if we could get. Nah, he probably wouldn't let us. That's a deep, deep cut. If we went Playground or Aisha on the 420 hit of the day.
Yeah, I don't know if they. Yeah.
They wouldn't even know. He'd be like, what?
Well, I mean, judging by our audience, they would.
Well, that's a shoot. That's a shoot. Complex hands us a piece of paper. Hey, there's an 83-year-old woman who listens to you guys every day. Salute. I think she's won before.
I mean, look, they could perform it. If we all understood, like, this was their hit when they were, like, 11 years old. They're not singing it now to Aisha. Or, well,
that's
Aisha's
where I saw this cutie.
Old.
This girl was singing. We ate cereal. Bro. Yeah. Another bad creation coming to Concerts in the Park next year. I'm going to make it happen.
the return of the Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, Zabo, who I think today is Zay's official birthday.
Well, why the hell did he call me the other day saying happy birthday to me?
First of all, you've got your nerve. He was celebrating early.
Well, that's a foul.
Zay, you celebrate
that
as much as you want.
No,
Zay, you're a Leo. You are entitled to celebrate as much as you like.
Unless you're going out.
No, it was Tuesday. It says in the chat it was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. I saw Jasmine post a picture. How many birthdays do you have, Zay? What is Jasmine posting today? It's Thursday.
It was on Instagram?
Yeah.
You know, you got to check the date sometimes. Sometimes they be giving you stuff from like 6 days ago. I'm like, why is this on my timeline?
See, that's why Instagram's weird.
That's a good point.
Well, settle down. There's no need to attack Instagram. Like,
no, Instagram is fantastic, and I hate that you don't partake in it.
Yeah.
It really bothers me. We be putting you up on the videos and everything.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, man. Get on that Instagram train.
Wait a minute.
JT.
Once Twitter's done, I'm done.
I thought she posted something about Zay. Maybe she didn't. No, it's right here.
It's today?
17 hours ago.
Yeah, well,
what's today?
So I mean, that was yesterday. It still wasn't his birthday. But, you know, the birthday gets a little hectic
sometimes. I had to hit the more button. I hope you really enjoyed your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, because the actual day gets a little hectic sometimes. Sometimes you have that day to wish happy birthday. It gets hectic. I understand that.
If your birthday's on a Tuesday, you get the whole week.
Well, no, you don't. I said a happy birthday on Tuesday. I'm not going to say happy birthday on Thursday.
Well, you don't have to because his birthday was Tuesday. I thought it was today. Instagram confused me.
If I hadn't seen him. Or talk to him on Tuesday.
Like Happy New Year. You got it Tuesday.
Yeah, you get the weekend.
On the third day, you just missed it, and you'll have to catch him next year. Those are the rules. Those are the rules.
Yeah, man. But, you know, happy birthday still to Zabo. I'll show my man some love.
We already did it. We already did it. It's fine. Instagram.
These Leos, boy, they be trying to change the rules and all this other stuff, man.
Don't worry about it.
You'll never get none of these issues in the middle of July.
Hey, Damien dropped that Tuesday bar or whatever. Someone's birthday is on a Tuesday in a couple weeks, too. We see the groundwork being laid.
Man, that's top-level stuff right there.
I don't even get the week to myself because Kyle's birthday is like 2 days later. You talk about celebrate for the whole week. I just gotta turn around and lob it to my boy.
Well, look, man.
Is it a landmark birthday this year? Okay. I don't even know how old Kyle is anymore.
He's turning Paul Pierce years.
Oh, okay.
It's his Paul Pierce year. Nobody's ever said that.
He said Walter Payton, but I want Paul Pierce.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Jesse's trying to create something.
What did you want, David Ortiz?
No, Paul Pierce years mean you're going crazy.
How about Ricky Williams?
Means you're probably getting a prostitute for your birthday. This dude up here on the live stream talking about, yeah, I paid for her for the day. You know what I mean?
And Kevin,
poor KG.
Oh, man.
KG's that friend who had to talk that man off the ledge so many damn times. Goodness gracious.
Jeez.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.